Blog Talk Radio.
I ain't gonna do it to you again. welcome everyone, little people, big people, short people, tall people, wide people, hiding people, everybody. Welcome to today's episode of Kale's Corner. This Tuesday episode of Kale's Corner. Lady T, how you be?
I be just amazing.
She be amazing. That's what's up. How was the weekend?
Oh, the weekend was amazing, and it's getting even better as the week goes on. It's lingering into the week, so that's good.
Okay. That's what's up, man. I love when it lingers. Yeah, talk about it. I can't get enough. Girl, this weekend was party weekend for me.
Me and my man Damon
did it old school. You know, we went to the go-go up Fast Eddie's. We went to see Mature Clientele, Kim and Scooby, and Junkyard finished it all off. And after that, we went to the Pancake House, like we used to do back in the day when we was young. And, girl, I'm telling you, that Pancake House, woo, something else. It's something else still to this day, girl. But let me say this about the go-go. Each band brings their own crowd. Each band brings their own crowd, meaning you might get older, sophisticated clientele with one band. You get party animals with another band. Junkyard is the only band that gets a little bit of everybody, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, let's face it, we all grew up here in the D.C. area with Junkyard. You know, we all remember With All My Heart, Anita Baker Jones, with Rough It Off, with Sardines and Pork and Beans. We remember Junkyard. Junkyard has an element of fans that the go-go could do without. I'm serious. Trees, it was this girl in there. First of all, I had on the Butters, right? For those who aren't familiar, Butters are the tan Timberlands, double sole, right? and my Moss Brown sweatsuit. So, you know, I'm chilling. This dude walked past me, Therese, and he bumped on the right side of me, right? I didn't say nothing, no big deal, you know. That's always been no big deal to me. I ain't the one to try to start something over a bump. Therese, this Bama spilled his drink on my right leg, down my right leg, and on my boot. And he just turned around and was like, my bad, and kept it moving. So my buddy looked at me, and he was like, boy, this is a new school kale. I was like, why you say that? He was like, man, I remember a time you would shut the go-go down over something like that. I said, yeah, but now that I'm older and I've been on both sides of that situation, it doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? It's not like the Bama just stood there and poured the drink on me. It's a crowded room, people partying, junkyard cranking. So, you know, some people just dance a little wilder than others, and somebody might get bumped, and a drink might be, you know, wasted on you a little bit. So he was like, man, that's a great way to look at it, bro. He said, man, I can't believe, you know, you saying it that way. I said, well, I'm a little more mature now.
Mm-hmm.
So this one girl, older lady, and when I say older, I mean probably in her late 50s, early 60s even. Trying to hang with the 20 and the 30-year-olds, and the drink became too much for her. So one of the girls with her was trying to assist her to the bathroom. I watched the whole thing unfold. Yes, I watched the whole thing unfold. So I had already positioned myself out of the way because I already had a drink wasted on me. Wasn't no way in hell I was going to have somebody Earl on me. You know what I'm saying? So I moved out the way and, you know, gave her space to let her do whatever it is that, you know, they were trying to do. And the girl that was escorting her, like, put her hand, you know how the kids say, talk to the hand? She did that down the whole row of dudes because, I mean, we was jive deep too, you know. It was like 8-9 of us. So she, like, walked past us and had her hand up to all of us as if to say, talk to the hand. And all of us was like, ain't nobody trying to talk to you. You know, what is you doing? You know? So, and I say all this just to say this. When mature clientele was up, the party was cool. When Kim and Scooby, you know, they a party band. It was cool. When Junk came up, girl, rough it off. Sardines and Porky Peas and all of the rowdy bowdy songs you could think of fit exactly what Junkyard was about Saturday night. I'm trying to tell you, them people got indignant. Ignorant and indignant at the same time. I'm trying to tell you, I was like, young, I should have just left when they said Junkyard come up next. I should have just left. And my man was like, why you say that? Because, man, there's a certain way I party and enjoy myself and a certain way I don't. And this here is the don't for me. I don't enjoy this at all, you know. People roughing you off and, you know, just no space is sacred space during a Junkyard performance. It's just like, what are they doing? You know, it's just like ghetto over the club, when Junkyard comes up. That's just my opinion. Not to say anything bad about Junkyard, but Ghetto just takes over the club when they perform. I'm serious. So I, unless I'm in, like, they're in a huge space or room, I won't be going to see Junkyard anymore. I will not be going to see Junkyard anymore. Moral of the story, you know. But other than that, Trish, it was a good time, I must say. Other than that, it was a good time. But Junkyard just, as my grandbaby would say, they do too much. You know what I'm saying? They just do too much. They do too much in that joint. I was just like, wow. You know, and I don't know. Maybe because I was that little hoodlum, hood rat dude, I enjoyed Junkyard so much, you know, because I remember a time I could get into the music and party right along with Junk. I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it this week, so I'm just like, okay, no more Junk ever. No more. No more. Hey, I can't do it. I can't do it, man. They whew. That's what, and let me say this, Brother Tang, your little them bammers was all over that joint. I'm talking about partying. They was just like enjoying themselves. One of them was dancing with this girl, and I think I've seen him at one of your fight parties. But I mean, he was actually like picking the girl up. And like, you know, they going to rough it off and all this. I was like, oh, my goodness. Look at here. Look at here. This party is something else. When junk come in this zone, it's something else, man. So, yeah. Yeah. But they had a good time. And I understand the definition of a good time is doing what you want to do without disturbing anyone else. And that's exactly where they were. They did what they wanted to do, and they were not disturbing anyone else. And as wild as they were dancing, they didn't knock anybody's anything over. You know what I mean? They was chill and partying, you know? Well, you know, but, hey, I enjoyed myself this weekend. I needed that get out and you see what's happening out here. So it was a good time nonetheless, but funny is a mood. All right, y'all, that's my story from the weekend. On today's Kale's Corner, we will discuss the NBA and the unveiling of a new type of court during this year's NBA All-Star Weekend. Also, the latest trades and player movement. It's NFL Super Bowl week. We will take a close look at the teams playing, the San Francisco 49ers, Teresa's team, and the Kansas City Chiefs. Which team has the upper hand to you and why? Who has the upper hand and why? You guys, you all know this. You can join Lady T and the Online Corner crew, my Betty, G, David Ford, just everybody on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner, or you can join Lady T, DMV Kale, and all our live in-studio family. 57, Cap, my man Ted, my brother Ted, you know, D-Mob and the whole crew, Lou, everybody at 563-999-3782 each and every Tuesday, Thursday, Lord willing, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time zone. Kale's Corner. We're keeping it real.
It's our only real, you guys. It's our only real.
You know what we're talking about? No, we're talking about you got to keep it real. You got to keep it real. All right, Lady T, did I forget anything? Anything you want to add before we
No, we good.
Move on. All right.
Yeah,
all right.
Yep.
All right, y'all. We'll be right back in a quick second talking NBA.
563-999-3783.
Da 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 da. It's the one and only Eagle Double G.
Snoop Dogg.
Da 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 da.
You know where my man with the D-R-E.
Motherfuckers out of your
trip,
y'all.
Man,
you know the West Coast.
Back bar.
Yeah.
Slap it down. Way out of bounds.
Throw
in the towel.
Gun down.
I gets down. Rip Sam. With the stick down. Piss down. Lick round. Get off my dick now. Get crap. Hostile. You kiss the die style. Timid. Scared to get in it. These folks is rock.
All right, yeah, we're going to go ahead and move on to the NBA. The NBA will present a new LED floor, state-of-the-art LED court, and it's going to have all types of signs and symbols going off during the NBA All-Star game. So that should be something interesting to watch. I'm watching a clip of it now, and the floor is going from green to blue to red, even yellow. So that should be something interesting. I hope it don't hurt my eyes. You know, I'm thinking about it, all them colors during the game.
Letters. I hope it ain't them lettuce colors.
Right. What letters you talking about?
LGBTQRST.
Oh, element of P. Yeah, they
yep.
It always has something to do with them.
It always go back to something that got something to do with that. Always.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the world is the goal is to force that on us right now, but
yeah.
As far as what I've seen from that little video, it doesn't look like any of that will be a factor with this. It looks like it's just rotating colors for whatever reason. You know, I don't know. They may have those in there. That video may have just shown what they wanted us to see. And then they give us something totally different during the All-Star game. All right, let's go to the phone to take some calls on this one. What's up, Lou?
Good afternoon.
Hey, Lou.
Good afternoon. Yeah, the trade deadline is coming up Thursday, right?
No, well, the deadline comes up Thursday.
Yeah, the deadline
comes. Yeah, it really has this year. Even though it was still a whole lot of talk about it, it has come early this year. But what do you think about the unveiling of this new LED floor?
Well, looks kind of like a little bit of a gimmick, but I get the reason behind it. I mean, it's got to be a little bit – I didn't just want to try and – jazz up the All-Star game a bit to make it more appealing, especially with the events they're going to have on Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
With the 3-on-3, the slam dunk, you know, this should be a very entertaining All-Star weekend coming up in 2 weeks, I guess.
Okay. All right. Great response. Let's go
to
Timo.
You got to be careful with, the glass.
Mm-hmm. Be careful with what?
Well, with the glass, because they're going to be playing on glass, so you never know what kind of, injuries might happen. Even though they say there might not be much, a chance of injury, but you never know but glass.
What's going to be glass? What part of it is going to be glass?
What part? I think they're going to shine it from above. They're going to shine these lights on the floor from above. I don't think it's going to be covered in glass. That would be crazy.
Right.
That would be... ultimately crazy.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to D-Mob. What's up, D?
D-Mob.
How y'all doing?
Hey.
Right. Y'all talking about the floor? I really don't got no opinion on it. It's just to me, it's just a floor. It really don't. It ain't gonna matter. And they're going to what, advertise, right. Advertisements? That's all,
yeah.
With dollars?
Yeah.
They're just going to show us some
yeah.
stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it ain't no big deal. It's just advertisement dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to make more dollars with it, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they just want to sell us some stuff while they're playing. Yeah, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about money.
Kind of figured that.
Ain't it though? But yeah, Lou, looking this up, they're showing lights above the floor. What we're actually going to see is an LED reflection, not coming up from the rear of the floor. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's take this to Cap. What's up, Cappy Tom?
Cap.
What up, y'all? Happy Super Bowl week. What's going on?
Hey, Kill, see what you should have did was all the way from Las Vegas, Nevada. We got Cappy Tone. He done went to Vegas on us.
Oh yeah, out here.
You early, man. Oh, you there for the game? You are there for the game?
No, I'm here for the activities, not the game.
I know that's right. Radio row
and all that. I'm with it.
Yeah.
Make sure you got your bang bang stuff with you. That's for me though.
I got you. Say less. You know I got something. You know I'm gonna have a treat for you when I come back.
Oh, that's listen. I appreciate anything. Even
you know
a paper
you know
clip. I appreciate it.
You know,
thank you.
You know I got you. Your team out here. Anybody team out here would have looked out, but I got you.
Okay.
But anyway,
that's
for
sure. They're trying to make it more interesting because. I used to go to them. I was telling 57 earlier. I went to about nine All-Star weekends. I used to travel to different states.
Yeah, we
went
did.
To the game. Yeah, he told me. And actually went to the game a couple of times. And after a while, I'm like, wow. It wasn't worth going to the game. All that, all the other stuff leading up to the game was cool and everything. But the game itself was just horrible. So they got to come up with ways to make it more appealing. Like D-Mob said, if they doing sponsorships or something like that, then that's pretty, smart, pretty clever. Other than that, the game, go ahead.
In your opinion, Cap, what was it exactly that made the game uninteresting for you personally?
Well, the lack of effort. You know, we look at them boys like we look at them guys like, oh, man, we just try to get to the end. When you see the effort, where's the passion? You know, everybody laughing, joking.
Okay.
You know, it was like, come on, y'all. Like, I'm a real fan. Casual fan would love that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But actually, being a little athlete myself, I'm like, come on. Now, usually, like, by the fourth quarter is when they usually try to turn up. But by then, they didn't, you know what I mean, you didn't lose interest in the game.
Yeah.
Everybody been walked out by then. We at the concession stands.
Yeah.
We somewhere trying to get pictures. We doing a whole bunch of other stuff.
Beating the traffic.
Yeah.
Or getting their place for them to sign something, catch a signature, autograph, you know. I'm with you on that. I can see that. All right. You still in Vegas, Cap?
Yeah, I just got here. I got here this morning.
Okay. Well, you guys know I'm going to be praying for a safe return. Let's 577-5. Huckleberry, what it do?
Huckleberry.
What's up, everybody? What's up?
Captain Tan.
What's up, OG?
My brother hanging out there with the big boys.
Ain't
he though? We can say Kale's Corner got a representative out there for the Super Bowl All-Star game.
That's right.
True.
Yeah. My brother, They gonna find some kind of way to get the advertisements in, you know, make their money. That's what it's all about, you know. The All Star Game, as far as basketball goes, because when we were there in 2006, we didn't go to the game. We went to the festivities, right, sis? And we had a ball in Vegas.
Yeah.
We had a ball in Vegas. I mean,
we had
to
an amazing time.
Amazing time. And it seemed like the people who went to all the, you know, all the events where the basketball players were and then to the All-Star game, it seemed more like, I mean, at night we would listen to people come back. We done been to parties or clubs. We hear people come back from the events that these guys were at. And I saw Shaq from way across the room. I was so excited. I'm like, what? You didn't even get the autograph. You was in the same room with him, so you happy. It seemed too much hero worship. And then them guys get out there and give you a lackluster game. So I'm with you, Captain. You know, they need to do something to make you want to be inside the stadium with the players and actually watching the game.
That is true.
I can relate. And I can, like Cap say, as a avid NBA fan, you see players, you want to see that energy that you see when you're home watching the game. And one, I forgot which year it was, but one year it was like everybody was just like, go for what you know. Do your thing. Nobody's going to play defense. We're going to continuously, I think it was LeBron, if I'm not mistaken.
The last 5 years
like,
they've been doing that.
Yeah.
I was about to say that was last year.
Let's allow you to make any dunk, any shot, anything you want to. And we don't care about the fans who spent their money to come and see this. We don't care about being something excellent to them. We're just going to go out here and do what we got to do for a little while and let it go. Let me ask y'all this, because I was thinking about this because I actually felt the same sentiment that you all just stated. Do you guys think that NBA players are so caught up in I don't want to do this or we don't want to do that whole slave mentality or theory has taken over in their mindset because they're feeling like, you know, we really don't want to play this game, but they're paying us, so, you know, we're going to go out here and do what we want to do so we can say that we did participate, if you guys understand what I'm saying. Anybody?
I think it's the money part of it. Yeah, and I think that has more. You got mostly everybody in the NBA is a millionaire. You don't have too many Brock Purdy's in the NBA that's not making over a mil. I'm just saying, you know, that's just the way that structure is. You know, that's the way they got it. These guys get pampered everywhere they go, everything they do. They get pampered worse than the NFL players get. And I don't think it's a we above you mentality that we don't have to show you everything every night all the time because, you know, we still going to get paid no matter what.
I don't believe that. I mean, you're there to play the game, so you might as well go out there and do it. Otherwise, I don't think you should get paid. You know, people have a job to do, and they expect you to do it. You know, just like if your job or someone else's job, they expect you to give it your all every time you're there. And that's what these players should do. They should go and give it, you know, their all. That's what they get paid for. That is their profession. And that's how it should be done.
Yeah, but no matter what job you have, there are going to be times when you're like, this is getting on my nerves. I don't want to do this. That's human nature. That's human nature, you know, and that's not to say anything. That's not to say anything bad about NBA players, but it's just human nature. There are times where you just don't feel it. You don't have that energy to give out, you know, and, you know, not to make an excuse for them, because I understand what you're saying, Lou. There are people in professions who make a hell of a lot less money, and they can't afford to come to work with the "I don't want to be here." Well, yes, they can. You can feel however you feel, but they can't perform in that manner. They can't perform in an "I don't care" manner. But again, like, they're entitled to feel however they feel. You know,
I don't know.
I mean, it's like 57 said, man. These guys have so much money. And at the end of the day, yes, the love of basketball was there or is there, but the love of the money is more. And these guys, they have so much money that the only thing that can motivate them is more money. You know, it's not like it used to be. And that's every sport. That's every sport. It's not like it used to be. Guys used to really get out there and go hard for a little bit of change. Now these guys.
Yeah, that's because back then they had to earn the money. Now they come in with the money.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what I'm saying. If I was an owner, I would not run my establishment the way that everybody else is running theirs. Just because everybody run theirs that way, that doesn't mean that I have to run my establishment that way either. If you haven't set a foot on the NBA floor and you want top dollar, over here, you're not going to get top dollar, sir. You might as well, listen, go somewhere else, tell them that you don't want to work for me and that you would rather take your talents like LeBron did some elsewhere, because that is not going to happen over here. We're not doing that. You have to work and earn your money. And I know what I'm saying is going to go over a lot of people's head, but it shouldn't. You haven't earned the money yet, even though what you did in college was amazing. You know what I mean? That's on that level. That's not on this level. So that's just my opinion. That's how I would run my establishment.
All right.
Okay. Brother Ted, come on in here, Ted.
Yo, I wasn't hanging up because I was, hey, how y'all doing, Ted? If I wasn't hanging up, I'm pregnant, man. My two pages like heck, man. Worse than the last time, Jack. I'm ready to get some pliers to it, man. Who? Somebody,
man.
I'm just going to let somebody hit me in the jaw. You know what I'm saying? I'll take that.
Yeah.
You know?
Get you a couple of Tylenol.
Lady T, I just got out the hospital yesterday. Prior to that, you know, cause for 4 days since Wednesday, because I had that prior to that. I've been taking the Tylenol and stuff, and that ain't working. Okay, I've been doing the oil gel, Tylenol.
Ooh.
I've even brought the purple Listerine, the total stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's affected. I'm a diabetic, so it's affected. I can't get it pulled. Trust me, I tried to get it pulled last year, but I just got put on blood thinners because after I had the heart attack, so they wasn't ready to take me off there. So now I'm finna go. It's been over, you know, a year now and stuff, a little bit more than that. So I'm gonna try to get. I gotta get with my cardiologist doctor to see to take me off.
I'm
gonna do it anyway. They tell them to put a bunch of no bleed in my mouth and gauze or whatever, because I need this out. It's just, it's killing me. But family, I'm sorry. Love y'all. Thank y'all for being patient. Let me get my thing out here. Like I say, man, you know what I've been through, bro. Love y'all, man. But I heard you earlier talk about the court. Carol, I'm not trying to, you know, but I know you was missing about when they had the end season, so you didn't like how they was doing some of the courts there. I told you some of them was interesting. Some of them, I didn't like some of the colors, but I thought some of the colors was interesting. So I'm surprised you ready to go for this one. Yes, you say you got to wait to see it. But I also heard you say about maturity. So, okay, I guess that all go hand in hand. Huh? Just wait to see them.
Okay.
Hey,
whatever topic y'all were talking about. Go ahead.
I don't know, but if you keep it up, I'm gonna be that one. Come over and hit you in the tooth.
Come on, baby. Come on, man. Come on, champ. I ain't gonna lie. Listen, I can deal with that, but I ain't gonna allow my brother to do it because I be thinking every night I'm gonna kill it. If all my wife to do it, I be like, boy, I'll turn over in my sleep and be like, oh, I'm sorry.
I just said,
black boxing, you know, like old school.
But
go ahead,
babe.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just of the mindset, Ted, I was talking to a friend of the show, Marcus, and he was like, man, you just like an old fuddy-duddy. You don't like anything. You know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, let me, you know, see exactly what this thing is, and then I'll give an opinion. Now, what I'm going to say is, from the clips that I've watched thus far, it really don't, like D-Mob said, it really don't look like nothing. It's just the court changing colors. Is that going to disrupt your attention? Is that going to disrupt the attention from basketball? Are they doing this because they know that players really aren't giving maximum effort? So
okay,
would the players
be able to see it, or is this going to be, like you say, lasered, and we're going to be able to just see the graphics from TV?
Well,
I've seen something like that before they did.
Okay, but
they're not really the whole game.
From what they've shown, this thing is going to be above the players. So
yeah.
I'm thinking they would see it as well. I'm thinking they would see it as well. It's going to be above them. So, you know.
I don't know. Now, like you said, with lasers. That's why I was saying, because I've seen something like that before. But like you said, well, I don't think they'd be able to see because it affect their eyes. But I don't know. Just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? So, maybe the audience is, I don't know, brother. So, I don't know. But definitely, they better check it out, because anything that affects the product is bad for the business. So,
yeah, I'm pretty sure they
affects the eyesight, you know, so I don't know.
Right. Well, I'm pretty sure they've tried it out and maybe some teams practice or something like that and saw that it wasn't dangerous. It was okay. So they decided to bring it to the fan. But I just don't know about it, man. I don't know, but I'm going to reserve my comments until I actually see it. Because I do watch the NBA All-Star, unlike the NFL. You know, if you guys noticed, they just had the NFL All-Star this weekend. Was it this weekend or this weekend? And it was a serious joke. It was a serious joke, and they asking, do you think flag football will replace NFL football? And I'm like, never, never. And then they're talking about flag football teams joining up in the Olympics and all. Okay, cool, you know. But as far as taking the place of the NFL, you got to be crazy. There is football played like NFL football that has not taken over the NFL. So, you know, do whatever you think you can to garner some of that attention, but it's really nothing. The attention you grab will be a drop in the bucket compared to what the NFL gets. Now back to basketball. They trying hard, man. They are trying hard from the in-season tournament and now the LED lights on the floor and Steph Curry going against, forgive me, the young lady. I forgot her name. I know one of you guys got that on point. But they're just trying everything they can do. Excuse me.
Is it Sabrina Nesco? He going to get somebody in the challenge thing or three-point shot?
Yeah,
the three-point shot. The three-point shot. And that young lady can shoot. that young lady can seriously. But all I'll say to that is, can she do it when the defense is tight? Can she do it when the clock is low? Because we've seen Curry do it while the defense is tight. We've seen him do it with a low shot clock. So when you get into the best and this and that and the third, I think it's the quality of the three and not the quantity. Go ahead.
I'd say as far as the women, she has done it in pressure. She has done it when the clock went down, you know, but I'm not saying she's no Steph Curry. I'm not saying that, you know, that she can do it as far as, you know, the competitive, as far as the competitiveness he plays against, you know, but as far as the women she plays against, yeah, she's that person. And she also won a three-point contest with a record, I think, with how many she had made in a row when they had her during the contest.
Okay. Well, hey, that's all good, fine, and dandy, man, but I'm just, and I don't want to sound like a chauvinist here, but while both WNBA and the NBA has pressure, I just think it's a different type of pressure. Just because the men are faster, stronger, I think it's a different type of pressure than in the NBA. That's all. And not to take anything away. I'm not taking anything away from the game because I feel that you see more by the book basketball with the WNBA than you do in the NBA. But at the same time, you know, the NBA players can slip off of defense and recover in the blink of an eye.
Well, I said the women play harder defense than the men, but also they're not going against each other. They're not going against defense. If you're saying they're having a three-point shootout contest or is it a skill challenge?
Yeah.
And if it's a three-point shootout challenge, they're not going against nobody. They're just going against their shot-making ability. And as far as the three-point line on the court, it's different from women, so I guess he would have to shoot. I don't know if she's shooting men's three-point or what, but like I said again, they're not going against nobody in their face. They're not going against
Right.
Are they going against the shot clock and their ability?
The young
to
lady
shoot
already challenged Steve Curry to move the three-point line back further than it is.
Yeah.
Mm. She's no clout. She is good.
They got good
and
too.
Don't be
they're
surprised.
Good.
Let me finish, Ted. Don't be surprised.
I'm still talking.
If
don't
she
start that. Let
does
me
not
finish,
beat.
Man.
If she does not beat Stephen Curry in this three-point shooting contest because she's very good. I don't think there's any advantage or anything. Nobody's got any defense on anybody. They go into the rack like they normally do. They just those two just against each other to see who make the most shots. And this girl is good.
But how do you sound, though, brother? I was talking. You cut over me, man. And I was just
hey, Ted, I don't feel like arguing with you today, bro. Okay? I don't feel like it, bro. I don't feel like it, okay?
We're going to do the next person up. Next person up.
Come
next
on,
person
man.
Up. We ain't doing that today. It's too early in the week.
Brother Tang. Hey, Tang, did your brother tell you I saw him at Fast Daddy Saturday night?
Hey, you know what, bro? And I saw that. I told Tracy that was you. That was right there. I said, man, I look like Kel right there, man. Because we be on this Marco Polo thing, and you know we be wilding out on there. And I told Tracy, I said, man, I look like Kel right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
man.
Nothing there.
Hey,
you climb up there, huh?
Man, your mob, yeah. And one of your boys, I call him Disco Dynamite. I'm telling you, Joe. He showed all his hand parts. That's all I'm going to say about that. But it was a good look.
Yeah, they be wilding, Mo. They be wilding.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have a good time?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You know, I explained to Treese and the Corner Family earlier that Junkyard brings a different type of crowd with them, man. I'm trying to tell Yeah, man. When Mature Clientele was on, it was cool. It was calm. Kim and Scooby and Sirius and Company, it was cool. It was calm. Junkyard came on, man. Boy, you thought somebody won the Super Bowl. You thought Washington won the Super Bowl. I'm trying to tell you, they was in that joint party. But go ahead. We're talking about the NBA All-Star game and the LED floor that they plan to unveil for the game.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't even know nothing about that, y'all.
Right.
I ain't even hear nothing about LED floor. What's the purpose of having that? What's that going to do?
Just something that they like D-Mob say, it's advertisement, yo. That's all. It's going to be advertisement. Hey. It's going to be something else that we, the fans, can talk about during the game and after the game, rather. And that's it. When you really think about it, that's all it's going to be.
And you know what I got to remember? And D-Mob said it a week ago. It's entertainment.
Yeah.
That's
all I'm going to take
definitely
out of.
Entertainment.
Because, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, it's definitely entertainment, like you say, for something for everybody to talk about. And then if they like it and they're talking about it, we're going to see it on the regular floor when the
right.
season starts.
Right.
And for the new tournament, that's what's going to be. They're going to implement that probably in the new tournament. Never, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
that might be nice.
Well, during the tournament, they already had wild floors, but I believe it was painted. You know, it was painted on during the tournament, and this one
you know,
is going to be LED.
Yeah, but you know, them floors like that, man, they just put them floors down, man. That's what they got that money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it's all good. If that's what they want to do, hey, I'm going to check it out and see. I can definitely tell you that. I'm going to definitely check it out and see what it's supposed, how it look. But all I need is a nice old hardwood basketball floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody needs all that other stuff. Just give me a nice hardwood floor. You know,
a nice game.
Thing. You know, we from the generation of old crates and bicycle ramps and the hoop. So,
some plywood.
Yeah, exactly.
Plywood. Pinned onto the plywood. You ain't never lied. So, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
When I went down my grandmother's house down in the country, it was hooked up to a tree.
Y'all take me back. I remember one night we was over at my buddy's house, and he had his rim. Now, it was an official rim, but it was, like you say, nailed and screwed up to a tree. And one of my buddies went for a layup, and I mean, it was like this thing was in slow motion. He was like, Jordan, reverse, take it around the back, go up for the layup, and another buddy pushed him in the back, and it was like the cartoon when the guy's arms and legs would be stretched out past the pole, and he's just hanging on the pole, just breathing, and then when he fell off of the tree, he just laid on the ground breathing, and we was like, man, you all right? You all right? He was like, give me a minute. It don't sound funny, but it was funny as I don't know what, seeing.
I feel
you.
You
know?
A lot of people ran into that tree, because you know how the basketball court used to. So I'm with you on that type of story right there. I've seen a lot of people. I know I probably ran into it. I just don't remember right now. Hey, it still hurts.
Yeah, exactly. That was Yeah, suicide basketball at its best. I'm trying to tell you, but and we didn't care. You know, we demonstrated that love for the game. Now, yeah, we were youngins, you know, but you would take that ball, get right back up. You would run into that tree, that pole, get right back up. We used to play boots, you know, like horse. And if you miss your shot, you would either stand against the fence or the pole, and we would throw the basketball at you, you know.
Call that booty on board.
Yeah, hey, that love for the game, man, it's crazy. Go ahead.
Fight started like that. A lot of the fights started like that, too. I know just what game you're talking about.
Especially if you play with the big boys, they really dig it, man. They tapping that ball, you know, you get certain feet they get to hit you from, you know what I mean? You better not move because they get another chance, okay?
Exactly.
So, definitely, I had the milk crate and the cardboard on the tree because my brothers couldn't go down. I live right down the street from Trent Park, but they couldn't go, so that's how I talked to them. But I learned how to push off that tree and dunk, you know what I'm saying? So and talk to them how to, man, before you get to that, jump off of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, use it as your brace and step yourself off of it for sure. Yeah.
And, you know, as violent and as crazy that Boots game would be, it was so much fun, man. It was fun.
Oh, yeah.
And it brought
the passion.
It brought out, yes, but it also brought out the competitor in us all because nobody wanted to get the boom. Nobody wanted to get it. So, yeah, those was crazy times. But they were good times as well, you know, in our lives as youngsters, you know. So, you know, I just wish that there was a way we could bring back that level of commitment to today's NBA players because, you know, these, like we say, these guys got their money and their big houses and cars and all of that, and it's like, can we motivate them? The money has become more important than the championship. You remember guys, all they wanted, I remember all they wanted was a championship trophy and the ring. And now it's like, that's second nature. As long as I get paid, I'm good.
Man, like Lady C said, they got the money. I don't think it'll ever change back, man. I don't even like to watch really pros during the regular season. Because they just stand around, man. I just can't stand it. They just stand around in the corner. They don't get back on defense. They don't hustle to offensive rebounds. You know, they don't. It's just not a game. I'd rather watch the women play women college, you know, because they play a low-pack impact game, and they play pretty much fundamental ball, man. You know, and they don't cry when they get fouled. They get up and play. Only one fouled is Caitlin Clark, you know, pretty much. But not too many of them foul, man. Right. They be banging. And it's just, I don't know, man. You know, maybe it might be different playoff. I like that. But other than that, man.
That's what I love about. I know when we usually talk about Draymond Green, this subject is not approached. But his effort. And you know, it seems like every generation of the NBA had a player who would put effort out like this. When Draymond Green would go for those rebounds, you know, the energy that he would put into it, it's just, I like that. I like that about the game, you know. Now nothing else, I don't have a care for, but when that man plays basketball, and I mean, even at the age that he is now, you see the effort, you see the energy, the intensity that he applies to his game. You know, it's not too many in the NBA that we can say do that, will do that, you know. So while everybody is on Draymond Green about the unscheduled basketball plays, we got to think about the on schedule plays that he commits. You know, got to think about that.
Like Sis would say, his last four games, he's been absolutely amazing. Even in their losses, the way he's been playing. He's been amazing out there on the floor. You know, if they can get a couple more players and get some guys to come back, they might have a chance for a run. I don't think they can make the championship, but I think they could go deep into the playoffs if they get everybody healthy.
Yeah, Draymond's love for the game is just different. And I ain't saying the other guys don't love the game. His love just different, man. That's what it is.
Way different.
Yeah.
Wait.
It's one more
some of the
guy,
best
though.
Passes, man, I've ever seen in my life out there on the court.
Yeah, my bad, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Tang, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just going to say he runs a lot of that offense. You know, a lot of the offense does go through Draymond. That's all I was really going to say when you were talking about his pass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
what we said about a month ago. You know, he makes it different. He makes he's like two, whether it's 2, 3 points, 5 points, from a lot of from the stretch of their whole starting lineup, he makes a difference on their scheme, on how teams scheme against them, you know. And you said it before, like you said, he's very important to the team. And I was saying as far as the numbers or how he deal with that. But also the guy from Phoenix, I can't think of the boy name, but he plays hard too. He has a funny name. No. He's a forward. No, African name. African name. Begin with an O or something. But he's a
Kuminga.
Powerful.
Who?
You talking about the Golden State?
He played with Phoenix Suns. He wears a headband all the time. He wears a headband all the time. He looks
like
Phoenix.
Well, they got about
2 or 3
of them out there with the headbands on.
Yeah.
Why do you keep muting me, man?
But he's a forward. He got twisted in his hair. He's a forward. Check him out. You'll see. He plays in the game. You'll figure it out.
I was warned.
I know that you're just getting in Vegas and you're unpacking, and I can hear it loud in the background. That's but go ahead. You hear what it is.
I ain't got nothing. I just keep hearing muted.
Why do you keep muting?
I heard your background.
It's like that sometimes, Cap.
Hey,
Vinny,
you better be quiet
for
you getting muted.
Hey, you notice I've been quiet for a while, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm gonna leave that one right along. All right, great NBA talk. You know what, real quick before we move on, LeBron James, Kyle Kuzma, DeJounte Murray, Andre Drummond, Bruce Brown, and Alex Caruso. Those are the top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players named that could possibly be traded. Do you guys think anybody is going to take LeBron James? Now, Kyle Kuzma and DeJounte Murray, Drummond, Brown, and Caruso, I believe those guys can be traded. But do you guys think anybody's going to trade for LeBron?
Everybody on that list can be traded. Everybody.
Mm-hmm. You say everybody on the list?
Everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think any team in the NBA would want to jump on LeBron, but won't jump on LeBron because, first of all, you know he's going to cost a whole lot of money. Second of all, you know he's going to want a certain amount of control when he gets there. So it's a lot. So to me, the best thing for him, well, for him to stay in L.A., and I think that's probably what's going to happen because I don't think anybody's going to give up that money for him.
I can give you one team.
Jenny Buss has come out and said that it's time for the top echelon to take back control of the Lakers. So I'm thinking that's why his name is on this list, because they don't want to let him pick the players anymore or put the team together anymore.
It's only one team that LeBron can go to that he's not going to overpower, and that's the Miami Heat.
The Spurs. What about the Spurs?
Yeah, he would take them.
Pop give him a whole lot of respect. And not saying that Pat Riley and them don't give LeBron respect, but LeBron gonna respect them. You know, Pop about to be out of there, man. Pop about to be out of the door.
Agreed.
Miami is one of the only things I can see him going to, and you know, I don't know how. I know they wouldn't be giving up Jimmy or Big Adebayo, but that's the only team I can see him going back to is Miami. No other team.
No, I don't think Pat don't want him back.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if he went to San Antonio, though? That's Wimby. I mean, Wimby, 2 years with LeBron teaching you the game. Whew, boy.
Yeah.
That would be awesome once he came out of that.
But see, the thing is,
we know
LeBron, wherever he go at, he's not signing no contract, so he's still going to be a free agent at the end of the year.
Yep.
So he's going to choose where he want to go. So that's another reason why teams not going to, you know, probably put him over, because they're going to be like, he's just going to be here for this little bit of 4 or 5 months to see if we can win a ring. Mm-hmm. And he might roll. I mean, he might not.
Ask everybody a question. Because they were saying the other day that, I don't know if he's playing better now, but, you know, LeBron had been talking about he wanted to play with his son. But I know the first two games I watched him play, his son stunk up the joint. I don't know if he's playing better now or not.
He got ways to go.
His younger brother is better than him. But LeBron has aspiration of owning the team. I know he wants to be. I know he's a billionaire. Wants to be a first player billionaire. But is he looking at owning the team? The reason I say that, because you also got to look at maybe opportunity. Like Jordan kind of did, you know, with the Wizards, when he thought he was going to get and move to North Carolina, but now he, you know, sold that with the team he was doing with the racing and stuff. But what team do you think he might be a possibility of trying to get back to owning? What about going back home to Cleveland?
I think the only way LeBron would.
That.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. All I was going to say is I don't know about that. NBA ownership has so many loops and do's and don'ts and gotchas and everything. I don't think he would succumb to what the rest of the owners want. Seriously, I think that we got to realize there are a few owners who feel scorned by LeBron.
Yeah.
So they're going to do everything that they can do in their power to not allow him to be a successful owner himself, you know? And I can hear them telling him, that worked for you when you were a player and you were winning championships. It's not going to work for you now, you know? Ownership is way different than being a player. So I don't see that really working out in his favor.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. One more thing, real. The question back what we were talking about that. I was talking about that guy Finney. His name is Josh Okogie. O-K-O-G-I-E. Josh Okogie. He got him at listed at guard. But yeah, he's a good hustle player too, man. He gets his body up.
All right. One more call. 111111111. What's happening?
What's up,
Nah? What's up,
what's up with y'all?
What's going on,
Nah? Chilling, man. I got to get your opinion on that LED court that they're proposing to play on during the NBA All-Star break.
You know, more of the same, just like that NCAA tournament with the color court. They're going to do the LED court because when it comes down to it, they on the drive to get this new TV deal. They want more bread. And how do you get more bread? More bite-sized entertainment. So this LED court with certain dunks and certain moves we're going to see from the All-Star game, just think of it as how they can cut it up for TikTok and Instagram and things like that. Like, that's what they care about, and that's what's going to get them the money as far as Adam Silver and them concerned. So that's what they're doing.
Okay. TikTok wins.
That's where we're at. We're in the TikTok era.
Yeah, true that.
What's up, Nas? How you doing, brother? What's happening, son? But think about
Not much, man. Glad to hear you, boy.
Good to hear from you. But just real quick, think about all the draft picks that said Paul George was their favorite basketball player. Now, what's that from? That's from the YouTube mixtapes and TikTok and stuff, from little highlight clips. That's why those dudes look like Paul George in a way that we don't look at Paul George. You know what I mean? So it's a different world.
Right.
Yeah.
I can agree with that. And on that note, time to switch. Let's talk this whole week, y'all. Yeah, that's what they call them. Let's talk this Super Bowl week, y'all. Let's do it. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Woo! Bring them out. It's hard to yell when the barrel's in your mouth.
Come on.
Bring them out.
Hey!
Bring them out.
Yeah.
Bring them out.
Hey!
Bring them out.
VIP, coming live from the VIP. Heard the nightlife, lost life, what that mean? Most of the feds in the state wanna see by me. The whole city got pissed, heard he got three. That other rapper got a hit, but shouted, he not out. Who set the city on fire soon as he got free? The king back now, Rawls don't even know how to act now. Hit the club, strippers getting naked before I sat down. See a ball, the money stacked all in the shack now. See a push a button and let the roof on the lag down. I'm on the road doing shows to my Mac down. Mississippi to Philly, Albuquerque to
Bring them out.
All right. Vegas saying bring them out, man. Bring them out. You know what I mean? We got these Kansas City Chiefs and Treese's San Francisco 49ers. Give me some strong points and weak points of each team, if you will. Lady T, you go first. This is on you.
Listen, you know, I got 49ers all day, every day, all day. And we're going to win because we just are. I don't have no particular reason why, but I just think.
I'm not accepting that. I am not accepting that.
Think,
you tell me why
listen,
y'all going to win.
We're going to win because it's hard to get to this point. It's very hard to get to this point. And the last time we was at this point was 4 years ago. We always make it to the final dance and not the last dance. We always make it all the way up to the NFC championship game, whether we win or lose. We always make it to that point. For the last 5 years, we've been making it to this point. I just think it's our time. It's our turn. It's our time. To do it. I just think it is. It's in the book. It's wrote up. The script is wrote that way for us to have. That's just my thought.
Okay.
That's just my opinion. And I'm going to stand 10 toes down on it, just like I know Brandon is. Ayuk is. Armstead, Greenlaw, Debo, all of them. Kittle, everybody is going to stand 10 toes down. We don't have no room to make mistakes because we are playing a Super Bowl champion. We are. You know, it is what it is.
You sound better percentage than me.
You sound what? I didn't hear you.
Sound like nervous energy to me.
Oh,
sound like
listen.
You scared to death.
Listen. Listen, I ain't scared to death. I ain't. That's what I'm not. I'm not scared to death, but I do got a little nervous itch. I do got a little nervous itch. So, you know what I'm saying? I ain't saying I ain't scared, but I ain't saying I ain't scared of sugar, honey, iced tea. Let me just say
but
that.
Sister, well, what you're trying to say is, since y'all been there 100 times and lost, now it's time for y'all to win.
Well, I'm going to say this. Right. I'm going to say this. Anytime you involve referees, yeah, nerves is a part of that. Anytime, because we all seen all season referees calling stuff that we didn't see and not calling things that we did see. And it's funny to me, as well as I know football, as much football I have watched this season, it seems like more penalties have been called that I've never seen called before with these NFL refs. So I dig what she's saying from the standpoint of you add that human element, which is the referees, you never know what's going to happen.
But hey, what about the ones when they do miss it? You know, especially this last game when the crucial three calls they missed on a certain team and stuff, and it's like, as you say, they make a lot of calls. Some it's like that wasn't a call. How could that be a call? But then now you miss some calls when it's obvious. You know, the whole stadium saw it. The whole people who were watching on TV saw it. So, like you say, that human error. But I think they got to both teams who they wanted in there. You know, and it is they wanted to go for it. You know, so
And what you're saying with the refs, like when they miss calls or they make the bad calls, like I don't think they care. Like I don't think they care, even though the world is watching.
Yeah.
Like they don't really care. Like they listen. They've been doing it all these years and putting it right in our face all this long time. Why are they gonna stop just because it's us? They're not going to stop. They're going to keep doing what they're doing. They're going to keep putting it in our face and expecting for us to take it. Because what else are we going to do? Take it?
If they get away with it, I'm mad.
Can I say something right quick?
Yeah.
There's one play in that Ravens-Chiefs game that stands out more than any other. I've never seen this done before until that. And that was a key moment in the game. Lamar Jackson broke the pocket off to the right. He heading down the field and stops to go back to try to stiff arm the Chiefs so he can grab his arm and make the tackle.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen Lamar do that. Once he's out, he's out. He slowed down, backed up. I said, what is going on here?
They put it right in our face, Cap.
That's what Damon was saying when he said, when he compared Lamar Jackson to Cam Newton. You know, it was like these guys received a letter at their locker, and they had to comply or resort their game to that letter,
dummy,
whatever
it dummy
is.
Down. They had to dummy it down.
Yeah, exactly. Because I saw that play myself, Cap, and I was like, what did he stop for? I've never seen Lamar break out on anything and stop. It's almost like during the regular season, these guys can play the football that they grew playing. And then once we get into the postseason, the bigger the bounty, it's like you start seeing things that you've never seen before from everything, really. So while 57 call it fear or scared, I think it's just we don't know exactly how this game will be called. We don't know exactly what mood or tendencies these referees are going to show, you know, and that's mind-boggling to me. That's mind-boggling. But I mean, for real, if we think about it, more this season, we've seen football and wondered what the heck was going on. How did they miss his call, or how did they make that call? You know, we've seen that all season this year. So, I mean, it's just it's a crapshoot. It's a crapshoot, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
All right, anybody else?
Go ahead now.
I was just gonna say, if we're doing the matchup thing still, so the 49ers secondary not that good, the corners aren't that good, but flip side, the Kansas City wide receivers are not that good, so that's
right.
A wash. How much are the 49ers gonna play man, and are they gonna come after Mahomes because they don't really feel the deep, you know, they don't fear the deep threat from the KC wide receivers. Then on the other side, we got KC is really good against the pass, but not so much against the run. So are we going to get a lot of CMC out there? So those are the things I'm looking at, because point blank period, what we saw from Kansas City all playoffs is our defense is good enough to win with. We just don't have to make mistakes on offense, and we'll kill the clock and punt if we have to, because that's what they did to everybody, keep away. So this is going to be interesting.
Mm. All right. Come on in.
Go ahead. I just think like Nas was just saying, that the Kansas City Chiefs and the 49ers are so evenly matched. Like what one team don't have, the other team does. So we're just so evenly matched throughout all positions that I think it's going to be a low scoring game. And it's going to come down to whoever has the ball last is going to win the game, because that's just how I see it.
Mm. Yeah. Come on in here, Kirby. What's happening, Kirby?
Kirby!
Hey. How's everybody doing?
Hey, Kirby.
I tell you what, I'm going to bet on the red team.
Me too, Kirby.
Yeah, I am. I tell you what, this is like a wishbone. You know, you pull and pull.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it's going to go. I really don't. Because both teams are capable of scoring a lot of points quick, or, you know, or being down 17 points and coming back and, you know, making adjustments and stuff. And it's just a couple of good coaches. And I don't really see any weakness on either team. You know, I think the Niners have a slightly better deep end.
Mm-hmm.
But Mahomes is a mother mugger, you know. he's everywhere, you know. And just so I'm gonna give it some more thought Thursday. We'll make our pick Thursday, right?
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. I tell you what,
can't get down 17 though and expect to win with Mahomes on the other side over there. You definitely can't do that.
Well, it'd probably be the other way. It'd probably be the Chiefs down, and then the Chiefs having to come back, you know. But
let's do that.
Because when we talk about the referees, the NFL, the refs, all that, they love Mahomes. If you watch all the sports shows, they're talking way more about Mahomes than they are Purdy. And I'm like, well, is Purdy not more of the story? Purdy seems to me to be more of the story than Mahomes. So how is it that every show only has Mahomes on the brain and nobody's really talking about Brock Purdy, you know? No one's really saying anything.
Because Mahomes is already a Hall of Famer.
Like, come on, y'all. Like, don't do that to Mahomes.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
But Brock Purdy is Mr. Irrelevant.
But and not only that, it's only two quarterbacks in the game. Okay, it's only two, and you focus all your attention on one. And Brock Purdy seemed to be the other one on the other side. So my thing was, if it was Josh Allen on the other side, Lamar Jackson on the other side, we'll get way more conversation about those two players as opposed to the last pick of the draft. So miss me with all that. It's Patrick Mahomes and he a Hall of Famer and all that. I understand all of that. But they both are in the Super Bowl together. He ain't playing himself.
Right.
He ain't playing
right.
himself. So you got to talk about both
part of
it as well.
Is that your quarterback, 50% of the people don't believe that he can do it because he was Mr. Irrelevant. Another 50% want him to win because of the Cinderella story. But I really think that this game is going to be a good Super Bowl, but I think it's going to come down to not the players, but the officials and the two coaches. Which one of them can out-coach each other? Because I think both teams, like you said earlier, sis, both of them got something that the other one is weak against and something that the other one is strong against. So I think that both of them will be able to overcome that. It's going to be a good game, but it's going to end up being, and I hate to say this, it's going to end up being in the officials' hands in the end. It's going to be a call.
Yeah, I agree.
For some odd reason,
I agree with that. Yep.
Taylor Swift then bought Kansas City Chiefs and the NFL over $331 million. Over $331 million. Is 49ers got so much against them going in this game? I'm gonna be surprised if they win. I'm gonna be surprised.
No, that's
win.
Fact, Darius. That's fact, DeMar. That's fact. And not only did she bring $331 million, she bought a suite for the whole family. She bought 2-3 suites for everybody. You know, she just named everywhere, pictures everywhere. She's coming out with a new album, so everybody just promoting her. And they promoting her with the Kansas City Chiefs whole uniform on. Like, she got the whole uniform on.
It's a DM party.
Bright daylight.
Hey, my buddy sent me a picture of the new cover of Madden for next year, and it had Taylor Swift on it, saying that she's the top player in the NFL. So she's going to be on the new Madden. And I'm like, now, Dee, let me ask you a question.
I hope that's
how
a joke.
How did she produce this $300 million for the NFL? In what way?
It's a bunch of type of ways, you know, promotion. Every aspect you can think. Just think how they already make money.
Her
presence. She already a billion-dollar lady that's walking around that place, right?
Right.
Then you combine that with the NFL do itself. So you bring these two entities, $2 billion entities together. You see what I'm saying? I don't see if you understand that this game is entertainment. Right, and she's
entertainment.
They both of these is entertainment. I don't see how you go in there and let 49ers win this. I just don't. If my business and your business is in cahoots, how we let the ops win?
Exactly.
Walking in this, you handicapped
the
already.
The only problem with this conspiracy is the money spins regardless. So if they
win, they get all
the extra, you know, revenue from the Swifties or whatever. But if they lose and they get that shot of her in the skybox crying, guess what? That money still spend the same. So, you know, these conspiracy theories, man, y'all gotta lock things out a little bit more, man.
When they made people download that Paramount app for that game, either or is right. Either or is right. But what if Travis go and propose to her after they win?
Yeah, we've seen that.
We already built a new house for us, so.
We got people betting on that online. But, again, let's say that don't happen. And now
but let's say it do happen.
Losing.
If they lose,
you got Kelsey
either way,
coming back
if they
next
lose,
year. Yeah, but hold on, because I know y'all
right?
want to believe it so bad. But hold on. Y'all come back next year. Kelsey's
exactly.
last season. You get her all regular season again, so you're still getting the money. This is Vegas.
Yeah.
This is the house win. Y'all trying to make it like, okay, if this go that way, then they don't win. No, they win either way. It don't matter.
That's why
I agree with
because the Chiefs going to come back next year and try to go do it again with the whole Taylor Swift thing again. They're going to do it, and they may win next year. But this year is 49 of
them. I know that's right. Hey, can I tell you something I've been trying to touch on, though, but it might be past. But y'all was talking about, I think it was Nas, he was saying as far as the receivers for Kansas, they ain't got much. But lately, though, Juju Schuster's been making some big plays, man, because he hurt Weston. And I'm like, wow, he's
Juju
the
ain't
ball.
There, brother.
Who?
Who was the other guy that was there that wasn't there last
Ayuk.
Year? That's I don't know his name. I'm talking about Kansas City.
I'm talking about Valdez Scantling or Kadarius. That's who I mean.
I'm just saying he made a big catch kind of last week. I'm not saying he's all that great, but I'm just saying they made some catches when they needed to make some catches. And then you got Kelsey, you know. So, it's not like they receivers that they ain't did that because they won last week, you know. But,
That goes back to saying what I was just saying, Ted. They have, like the Chiefs got, they got in a couple of good plays. Listen, we got in a couple of good plays. Who thought the ball was going to bounce off the man's head and IU catch it? Like, we didn't script that. Nobody scripted that. You know what I mean?
That's just what I'm saying. We all get lucky every now and then.
Everybody.
Yeah. But people didn't think Lamar was going to play like he played. No way did we think that.
That was in the script. That all was in the script.
I didn't think it was in the script. I thought it was in the script.
Now,
he was going to get there.
I'm just saying it was. I didn't say nobody thought it was. It just we just know now looking at the game that it was scripted. You could just look at this. You could just look at it. If you go back and look at how even the play calling was Sugar Honey Ice T with a Y on the end. It wasn't good.
But we shouldn't be so quick to think corruption instead of stupidity. Sometimes people make mistakes. Sometimes people make the wrong calls.
That's the whole game. Shout out to Tang, because I just want to say this to Tang, man.
Y'all can talk all that conspiracy stuff y'all want to. You are not going to convince me that Jerry Jones agreed to let his team lose and let other people win the Super Bowl. That man
Thank
you.
Go ahead, Nas.
For that. Jerry ain't
Thank
even
you.
With you. Conspiracy.
I'm gonna
say, I don't care what y'all say.
I'm
going to say. Jerry want to chip before
he
well,
make his money
Nas.
Ways. He make his money
well,
different ways. He make his money. He let his money
but
out
he's
to everybody.
Powerful
every,
like that
everybody that got
shot.
All these new stadiums. They need to thank Jerry Jones because they got a loan from Jerry Jones, and he's going to make his money back. He's going to make his money every year regardless, however way y'all think about it. He's going to make his money.
And you got
money.
A far-fetched conspiracy
theory.
He don't care about that.
You got to understand this one thing. Jerry Jones sued the NFL and won. Okay? The NFL does not like that. So anything that's extra or put upon Jerry, the NFL is going to make sure that Jerry is not what he wants to be, which is successful. NFL ain't going to let that happen. If the NFL allows that to happen, it would be utter chaos amongst those owners. It would be utter chaos. Well, we don't have to do what they say. we show them like Jerry did, and our team still can win. It still would be a situation where we have a chance to be successful.
Talk about what the lawsuit was. Talk about what the lawsuit was. Jerry wanted to deal with Nike to have those swooshes on the jerseys, and everybody got mad at him. And Jerry went to court. Jerry won. Guess what? Now everybody got advertising on their jerseys. Jerry makes them folks money. They're not mad at Jerry.
My whole point in saying that is
Jerry, at this point in his life, is not driven by money. That dude won a chip. And for y'all's conspiracy to work, that would mean all these billionaires would have to collude and decide that, okay, you get to win, I don't get to win. Them competitive people ain't agreeing to that. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, they are. It's all entertainment, bro.
I agree with Nas. I'm with Nas on that right there. I'm with him 100%.
Listen, everybody is
I mean, prove the conspiracy, though.
That's
what I'm saying.
Everybody has their own opinion. Everybody.
But here's the thing, though, sis. She's just throwing stuff out there, but we don't have any proof. I mean, if you have a theory, you normally have some proof.
57. Wait a minute, bro. Hold on. Everybody gets to have their own opinion. Everybody gets to have their own opinion. No opinion is wrong. So that's all I'm saying.
That's not true,
y'all feel the way he feels.
That's not
true. Wait a minute, 57. Let me see.
You can have your own feelings, sis, but you can't have an opinion without facts.
Everybody got their own feelings, and everybody gets to have their own way of doing things.
Even if it's false?
Your opinion cannot finish. Nas get to have his opinion of how he see it. I get to have my opinion of how I see it. Everybody gets to have their own opinion, period. It's no wrong or right answer. It's just what everybody feels.
I disagree with you, sis. You know, that's just how
that's
I feel
fine.
About
you
it.
You get to do that.
Come on. 57, what is it that you disagree with? Because her statement is
I agree with Nas. I'm what he said. I think sometimes when you have all these opinions about conspiracies, but you don't show any facts or where the conspiracy is or how it's being done. We're just saying it's a conspiracy, you know, because whatever reason, because it's not going your way. You know, I'm not saying that sometimes
nobody
there are not conspiracies out there.
Nobody's saying there are not conspiracies out there, but everything is not a script.
Like Nas said, you mean tell me you're going to agree to be a loser for 47 years? I mean, come on, man. That doesn't make sense.
You get to say yours.
You know what, 57?
And everybody gets to say
theirs. I think sometimes people just say it hypothetically, you know what I mean? Like you say, because it's like, too far fresh for this. It's got to be something in the works, you know, in the cahoots. So I feel it on both of y'all, you know. But like you say, everybody has their opinion to what it is, you know, whether it's right or wrong, you know.
Right.
So it's their opinion. So
exactly.
Yeah,
and that's all.
I dig what you're saying, Nas. You get all them billionaires in the room and tell them, no, you're going to lose. Somebody is going to say, have you lost your damn mind? You're crazy. you're not just going to tell me that I'm going to lose. But at the end of the day, it's the NFL that has the power because the NFL controls the referee. So you can disagree as an owner all you want to. You can disagree all you want to when it comes down to those refs. It comes down to what the day
is. And who paying them?
All I want to say is, hey, you're right, Kale. And it, like you say, I don't think all the owners are in the room conspiring like that. But I think it's the mob and the referees that does the conspiring. And they call the fouls over the plays on whoever they want to call it on. I don't think the owner's definitely. I don't think the owner's in there doing it because that's just my opinion.
Tang, you right? You know, I'm piggybacking on Tang. You know, like I say, and especially man with this betting thing, now, and they is just so wide fetching. They want everybody to bet, man, and we had things before where you didn't know if wrestlers doing this, but now it's like legal to bet. So they got somebody bent for them this next. So that's why I would think the conspiracy, like you say, conspiracy theory would come with the mob running part of that and with, like you say, these refs, you know. And so, but the owners was like, hey, it's about money in them. So they trying to make money. You win, you make money. So that's the game in the business, to make money.
They go by point spreads. So point spreads, they got the best mathematicians in the world. They got the best sports colleges, all that stuff in the world. They set the line. And guess who they going against? People on this show watch games, right? All of us watch a lot of games. Hell, we'll DVR games and watch games back. But the average boat better who's putting down his, you know, $20, $50, $100, $200, man, they just like, dude, I like such and such, so I'm betting on such and such. They gonna make the money regardless. You know how many dumb bettors are out there that they just go, they about, it's people betting on the coin toss. They gonna take all these people money. they ain't worried about this. It's very few sharp bettors that's gonna beat the house. And if you are gonna beat the house, you're gonna be every once in a while. You ain't gonna do it consistently. So they gonna eat regardless, man. Like, y'all making this stuff into something where they gotta do something sneaky, when the reality is all they got to do is lay that point spread out there, 2.5. And some dude in Kansas City is like, Mahomes, don't score 40. I'm putting the house on. You see what I'm saying? They ain't got to worry about that.
That's the way of the world. That's the way of the world, man. They
the betting world. The betting world.
We'll never know the real true answer to none of this. We'll never
know.
But at the same time, we know.
I've seen a coworker put down $100 because it was a player's birthday.
In that coworker's defense, most people show out on their birthday, man. Most people do things that they normally don't on their birthday. So I can see the logic behind that. I would never bet that way. But I can see the logic behind that, you know. Oh, it's especially when it was Michael Jordan. Some of his high scores was during his birthday. So I mean, I can see the logic behind that. I wouldn't bet that way, not at all. But I can see the logic for some behind that, you know. We really didn't even talk about it, y'all. Why is there so much Mahomes talk and no Purdy talk? Why is that? You know, and
they were the golden ones.
That's
truly
what we're discussing.
Teresa, tell y'all, I am not a San Francisco fan at all. Even though most of the damn players over there and the coach came from my team, but I just don't think that it's right. You have two quarterbacks here. And to me, Mahomes is a story, yes. Over his number of wins, yes. But when you go from Mr. Irrelevant to Mr. Everything, that is a story. That is a story, and it should be talked about.
Listen, let me just say this real quick, because you said most of your players from your team is at my team. We have two players from your team and the coach. And then you talk bad. Y'all talk so bad about the two, you know what I'm saying,
the
Redskins fans.
Who's talk
Redskins
bad about
fans, Redskins
oh.
fans talk
well,
crazy
you know,
about – The two players that we have from y'all team, y'all talk so bad about them, but now they with us, and they in the championship. It's, y'all got our players. But, okay, we're not even discussing that right now. We're discussing the Purdy and the Mahomes. I just had to address
it.
If there are
Redskins players talking greasy about Trent Williams, it's hate. I'm going to tell you.
I'm just saying they're talking.
I'm telling you what it is. What it is as a Redskins fan. If they're talking bad about Trent, it's hate, because none of us wanted Trent to go anywhere. And as far as Chase Young, we didn't give a good care about Chase Young when he was a player with us. We didn't, because he never lived up to the draft prospect. He never lived up to it in Washington. And then when you see him injured on the sideline, dipping snuff, spitting, wearing pom-poms and a cheerleading skirt, it aggravated us as fans, because he was supposed to be out on the field making a difference. That's all it is. That's all it is.
I got you. And hey, on that,
okay.
I'm sorry, Kel.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish. About your boy.
I'm done.
Because he baited you in. Right. I thought we was talking about Purdy now, because I was going to say, you was talking about how Mr. Irrelevant, and, you know, they ain't even talking about him. I was just,
right.
Early, I was watching First Take and stuff, and they was doing a segment on, everybody was doing a segment on Pat and this and that. And then the commercial came on. They had two of his State Farms and three of his Subway commercials, back to back. I'm like, whoa, boy. You know, the ones with him and Kelsey in it, then him by himself. And, you know, they had five commercials of this boy back to back. Same channel.
Yeah. That's how they do it.
Say something?
Go ahead.
In San Francisco, we're not seeing it, but they did a special on ESPN on Brock Purdy the other day. In San Francisco, locally, he's doing a lot of press, a lot of commercials, a lot of endorsements for things right there in the city. If he wins the championship this year, if he wins, they say that his and national recognition will change a lot. I think just the fact San Francisco got a good team and Brock Purdy just needs to manage the team. He's not chasing Tom Brady or back-to-back Super Bowls, but Mahomes is, and that's the difference in this game this weekend, is you got one quarterback that's been there before and one quarterback that we're still not really sure if he can take you there, but he looks like he can, and he's on a great team, and I think if San Francisco wins this 10th championship this weekend, then Brock Purdy is going to be a different player in the eyes of the public as far as endorsements and those things go.
Indeed. And I think he like it like this, you know, not the pressure being on him, you know, like he was saying. I call a little bit of one of his interview. He was saying, like you say, they talk about how he's managing this thing. He said, cool, if that's what it is, I'm winning, you know, and hey, I'll take it. So I just want to see a good game. Like you say, no refs involved. We got great weather. We're in the stadium, so the weather won't be involved. Let's just play football, you know?
Yeah. I think if everybody clicking Ted, I give it to San Francisco to win. And not because Sis on here, because I really want them to lose. But if everybody clicking.
Because I don't want San Francisco to win either, but I don't want Patrick Mahomes to get another one. But then again, he's us, but he didn't.
Come on now, you see his daddy. His daddy looked like he'd be perfectly comfortable sipping some yak.
Is he out of jail?
Black and mild.
Shout out to him. That tripped me out, though. He going to tell Kelsey, yo, get back up. Your wife said get back up. And then you on the mugshot, dude. You know, I can see Kelsey.
He just got arrested.
I know. That's what I said. Yeah. He got a mugshot. Looking drunk as I don't know what. Drunk in a stuff.
Yeah, he was drunk as a mug during the whole process. That man could not stand still. His body was waving. And I didn't want to bring that up because, to me, it has nothing to do with football at all. And this is not the first time that man has been in trouble. It's just like, it's a mute point to me. He's not the one on the field playing, so it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. But we know that the sad part about it, this is what made me think about this Purdy thing. I've heard more about Mahomes' father and the DUI than Brock Purdy. And I'm like, that's crazy.
Oh, man.
In my book, that's That's crazy, man. But
Mahomes Sr. That man has an addiction, been going on for a long time. So what? That brother is enjoying his life. Salute to him. Glad he came out of that safety.
Listen, you can take the dirty foot out the dirt, but you can't take the dirt out the dirty foot.
That's not good. That's not good on no part at all to be drunk and driving on the highway. Like, who's saluting that? Like, dog.
If that was Lamar Jackson's mother doing that, they would have ate her up alive.
Exactly.
I was thinking the same thing, but I didn't know if it was irrelevant to that. But I was thinking the same way. You know, indeed.
Whoever giving him kudos for being living, that's not good. That wasn't good.
You know,
that's not good.
I had a relative got killed by a drunk driver, so I don't like that.
Yeah, my niece too. Got hit by a drunk driver and passed away. Like, no, that's not good.
You know, you got Uber now, and your son is rich. Your son is rich. You can't catch the Uber. Why should you be driving?
Well, I didn't say nothing was wrong with drunk. I just said salute to brother, because we've seen him tearing them down all week. That's all I was saying.
Yeah.
Regardless, like my point is, like I said, how Kelsey did have a no shirt, and I wouldn't have been to pick up my daughter, you know, but I guess people might look at it as they was at the beach, but he got to tell him, you know, your wife said get back up in here. Dude, this man was enjoying himself. He might have been inebriated, but he wasn't acting a fool like you and didn't jeopardize nobody's life like you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, as a person who has lost a son to a drunk driver, that is one of the most lost for no reason situations that anyone can go through. And I don't care whose father you are, you should be punished to the extent of the damn law, because you could possibly make a family go through something that's completely unnecessary because you chose to drink. And this is, because this is so close to my heart, is why I didn't want to discuss it, you know, because I felt what you're saying. You know, it's like I don't want to say promoting him or giving him an attaboy, but why in the hell are y'all giving him so much TV time? What is the purpose of that? That man, listen, his hind part should be in a jail awaiting trial. It's just that simple. It's just that simple.
He got privilege because his son, like his son got privilege.
Well, the news media,
they all they want to do is generate news. They don't care if the pain is hurting you or whatever. Mm-hmm. They just want to generate news. And like one thing I will say, and I agree with Sis on, they'll throw anything out there to make you jump for something, to make you look for something. And for real, it ain't even there. It ain't even there.
Mm-hmm.
They just making up everything and leading us down a road. And if we don't wake up and open our eyes, they're going to lead us down a false path. But by the time we realize it, it's going to be too late.
That's what Super Bowl Media Week is. That's why everybody's out there on Radio Row trying to generate hits and clicks. And they're going to think of anything they can to get that hit or click from you. So, that's the game.
Who cares about Patrick Mahomes' father? Whether he's drunk or not.
Yeah.
I don't care. If Pat Mahomes was Joe Mahomes, we wouldn't give a crap.
Mm-hmm.
But because he's a quarterback getting ready to play in the Super Bowl, they dig all into his life, all into that. But, you know, if it had been Lamar Jackson in the Super Bowl, no telling what they would have been doing.
Mm-hmm. And plus he's black.
Yes. Yeah. He's
oh,
him and his
just
mother.
Today at 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah. They both would be dogged. You hear me? They both would be dogged, and they would somehow link Lamar to his mom in that situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are clearly
I'm gonna say this,
separated.
Y'all. And I'm going to get off my horse. And I'm sorry, Kel. I didn't mean to cut across you. America is not right.
No, it's not.
America is not right. And no matter what they do, they are not right. How can other people just walk into this country and get freedom before we get what we deserve? And I'm almost shut up.
Don't get on that, 67. Don't do that. I'm gonna have a, don't do that. I get upset and have a heart attack. Don't do that.
Yeah, maybe your tooth will fall out, bro.
My blood pressure get up, man. I just came out the hospital yesterday, bro. So I went in DKA, bro. Sugar was past 550, you know. So, yeah, man. And I was watching the news. I watched CNN all the time, and I see that, man. You going to tell me you can't do it? You can't put a something around the border? You can't stop it. And then the thing you're going to talk about, longest 5,000 or cup. So all they gonna gotta say is 4,999 You know? Come on, man.
Yep.
Y'all, it's a joke y'all doing, man. Now you wanna run, you gonna do the border. You had 4 years to do this. Regardless of what Trump did.
Listen, I'm telling y'all, and I know some of you have heard this before from me, when I'm told that I cannot go into Social Security to get a new Social Security card, the only people that are allowed in office are individuals who've never had a Social Security card, let alone a Social Security number. Slim, I had to hang up the phone on this lady. I had to hang up because I'm like, I'm a veteran. I fought in a war. I was born and raised on American soil. You're telling me that only people not born here can come into your office? What in the hell is that? What is that? And I said
exactly,
at that moment, 57, I said it at that moment. America is not right. It is not right whatsoever. It is not right. You let a bunch of African-American people stand outside a damn 7-Eleven or Home Depot trying to get work.
Thank you.
The police come and make them move. See how quick the police come and even arrest some for loitering.
You
want to
make things better? The only way to make things better is if Americans stand together as blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans. If we all stood for something, none of this will be happening right now, is what I'm saying.
That's
they're only doing what we're allowing them to do to us. We run the country.
Yeah.
We run it. But until we get to a point where we're all on the same one accord, we're going to keep having these type of conversations. We're going to keep having these type of conversations. We're going to keep having the Million Man March. We're going to keep having talking about Martin Luther King and what he started and all that kind of stuff. We're going to keep doing it because we don't stand for anything.
Let me tell you what we're going to have.
We won't stand for nothing.
Tell you what we're going to have. We're going to have World
we're
War III. No, we're going to have World War III. Listen,
here
what I'm telling
you. That'll
listen
be here
what I'm telling
March.
You.
That'll be
we
here in
March. We got to have war. Say what? Can I finish?
It'll be here in March. World War III will start in March.
Okay,
mark
that's
my
when
word.
You say it's going to start. Got you. Okay, I feel you. You say March. I don't know when it's going to start, but well, it's happening now. Let's put it that way. It's starting now. You
we
know?
Are in Babylon.
So, that's money. That brings money. So it's all about the money on that, and it's all about the money. Cartels own that border. That's the deal with that border. So it's we in a terrible axis of dynamic that we in, man. And we in war. And it's World War III. They just hadn't announced it yet. But people need to wake up and smell the coffee and know what's happening in this world. You know, you got AI.
I'm with you on this one, Ted.
You know, just like Terminator, like that movie Terminator, like the movie they talk about, people say, oh, it's just a movie. No, that's reality. They just trying
but
to ease it on
you. Listen, that's what I say about when they put it right in our face, but we refuse to believe everything. If y'all just watch The Simpsons, they tell you everything that's going to happen verbatim every time. How do they get to predict what's really going on? If you watch it, they're telling you in your face, but we sitting around laughing, keep thinking everything funny, but they telling you right in your face, but we don't want to believe it because we don't think it's going to really happen. We just going about our business all lollygagging like ain't nothing wrong, ain't nothing going on. That's just how it is.
We better get our bodies, our radio signal, we better get our radio frequencies and our body in tune to what's happening.
That ain't going to help us.
We better find the law, statutes, and commandments.
That's what's going to help us.
Yeah, don't fall for the divided rule, man. Them folks tell you, don't fall for the divided rule. Them folks tell you who to be mad at, and point blank period, no immigrant has ever promised or not delivered on things that they were supposed to since we've been here. So my argument ain't with them. My argument is with them other folks, and they not going to convince me about who I need to be mad at because I know who I'm mad at.
There you go.
Well said.
And with that being said, we love you, everybody. We love y'all so very much. We got time for one more comment, and then we're going to go into our last word. Who got the last comment?
I just want everybody to be safe, man. Like I said, I've been through things, and everybody go through things, you know. Let's keep our, whatever our higher power is, you know. Let's keep that first.
I just
want to
say I'm
going to
pray
family for
you, Ted.
Thank you, bro. I'm praying for you, too. I know we're getting our spats, man, but that, you know, I argue with my wife, I argue with my brothers, you know, but we still be family.
I still love you, bro.
Hey, same here. Like I say, love you, brother. I always pray for you and your wife, too, man. I pray for everybody, you know, so that's what we continue to do, you know. Like I say, this is a talk show. We talk and get our things off our chest and all that, but like I say, it's all love in the end, you know. And it's truly sincere love for my part, and I believe it's from everybody else's part, too. So with that said, like I said, everybody be safe, you know, over this Super Bowl weekend. Cap, you be safe out there. And, love you guys.
Nah, Cap.
Y'all got a real community here, man.
Come on, Nas. Come on with the last word, Nas. Give me the last word.
Salute to y'all, Kel's Corner. Y'all got a real community here. Y'all know each other. Y'all know y'all family. Y'all speak about it all the time. Y'all pray for each other. Man, that's a beautiful thing. So thank y'all for letting me in, you know, just coming in, calling every once in a while. And then before you knew it, I was calling every show. So that's because of y'all. And as far as the NFL, just never forget, they're all so stupid. Last year we had a Super Bowl where they put so many ads on the field that the surface was slippery and it affected the game because the Eagles couldn't have a pass rush that they normally would have had against Kansas City and Pat Mahomes. Am I giving y'all a conspiracy to look out for? No, I'm just saying the NFL is dumb. Don't forget that part.
I'll be looking out for
them. That's what's up.
And with that, my family and friends, y'all listen, I just have one thing I need to tell you guys. My round face, our round face is in the spelling bee. She's one of the three in her whole entire school to be the last contestant in her school. So we're going to the spelling bee tomorrow. And y'all pray that she come in first place. And if not, second place is okay. But first place is what we're shooting for. We're shooting for first place. With that being said, you guys, DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. DMV Kale and Lady T, we're here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. YouTube is right around the corner. And you guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well, you guys. Hey, be safe and pay attention. That's from Hubby. And Mom, Betty is saying peace, love, and soul to everyone that can hear her voice or hear my voice for her. I love you guys so very much. Enjoy your day off. And then we'll be back Thursday, 5 p.m. sharp. Kel, you have the very last word.
All right. All right. Thursday, Lady T's Pick Super Bowl edition. Reese, I don't want to hear no 40-60 prediction from you this week. You understand me? All right, y'all. Listen, no text or phone call is more important than your life. And I'm going to add drink to that. I'm going to add no text, phone call, or drink is more important than your life or someone else's. Everybody love, pray for one another, and we'll get back with you guys Thursday, 5 p.m., Lord willing. Tell somebody this number, man, 563-999-3782, or let them know about Lady T and the Online Corner Crew if they want to listen that way. Thank you guys for all you bring, brought, and do. We'll get up with you Thursday, all right? Remember, the picks are Thursday. Get it in your mind what you need to prognosticate for your pick. We'll see you guys then. Let him call the shot. You're a queen.